All right, the next technique I want to tell you about is called rapport hooks. Now, this technique will make creating deep rapport so much easier, and people will be listening to you and hanging on to your every word. And in turn, this will make people like you, trust you, and want to be influenced by you. And if you use this one technique together with mirroring and the secret questions that I taught you in the dark shadow technique, then you will easily have people begging for your attention. Because it's almost like when you watch an episode of the TV show Lost. So if you've ever seen Lost, then you know exactly what happens. The episode finishes, and you just have so many unanswered questions. But when you use rapport hooks, it's exactly the same thing. And I'm only going to give you guys one example, but if you wanted to, then you could stack rapport hooks, and this makes them even more powerful. Alright, so the way this technique works is by giving your subject your complete attention for a period of time, and then you catch their attention with an incomplete story or an incomplete piece of information. This then leaves people wanting to talk to you more and begging for your attention because they need to answer that question that they have in their head. And when someone is chasing you for your attention, then this gives you the high value. So you are then the alpha. And so subconsciously, this makes people like you more, trust you more, and of course, because of the alpha, they want to be influenced by you. All right, so let's imagine for a minute that I was having a conversation with a person. And I'm in conversation with them, then they happen to ask me if I've ever met anyone famous. Now, if I wanted to use a rapport hook, what I would say is something like, actually, I went to dinner once with George Clooney. And then, of course, they'd be intrigued and interested, and they'd ask me, oh, really? Wow, how did that happen? And then my reply using a rapport hook would be, well, I was in Italy 2 years ago, and did you know that George Clooney actually has a villa there? And, oh my God, have you ever been to Italy? It's the nicest place. They have the best ice cream shop there. It's called, Petroni's. Yeah, and they have every flavor of ice cream you can imagine. Have you ever tried Red Bull flavored ice cream? Well, they've got it there. And this ice cream shop, Petroni's, there's this one guy, and he must work there every single day. I swear, every time I went there, this guy was in there. And every morning, he would walk down the street, and he would have this cool box full of different flavored ice cream. Okay, so can you see what I did there? Basically, I've given them a piece of information, and that piece of information is that I've been to dinner with George Clooney. But of course, the information that I gave was incomplete because I didn't tell them the whole story. So as you can see, what I've done there is I've given you a piece of information that isn't complete. I've set up the fact that I somehow know George Clooney, but what I didn't do was complete the story with how I know him and how I ended up going to dinner with him. Instead, I've ended up talking about ice cream in this ice cream shop called Petroni's. Now, what this does is, while I'm talking about the ice cream shop and how they have the best ice cream there, my target is thinking, yeah, that's great, but what about dinner with George Clooney? That's what I really want to know about. All right, so the secret to making this work and to making it even more powerful is to keep on talking but never actually give them the answer they're looking for. So if they ask you, okay, so come on, so tell me, how did you go to dinner with George Clooney? Then you just start talking about something else, and you never give them quite what they're looking for. So you could say something like, oh yeah, as I was saying, so I was heading to this ice cream shop, and outside, just sitting there, was George Clooney, and there was this one guy selling sunglasses. So weird, like, whenever you go on holiday to a nice place, why is there always a guy on the street selling sunglasses? Alright, so what happens then? And then talk about this guy on the street selling sunglasses. So again, I never actually answer the question. And this is why we call it a rapport hook. It's an interesting hook that never actually gets answered. Now, this is really powerful stuff. And can you see the difference between using rapport hooks and the way that most people would usually try and seek rapport? Normally, most people, if they've had dinner with George Clooney, would want to try and show off about that fact, to try and impress people. But what a lot of people don't actually realize is that by doing that, you're actually qualifying yourself. And this makes you come across as low value. So again, it puts you in the beta position. Now, one thing I will say about rapport hooks is try not to overuse them. And the reason for this is because it will drive people crazy. And if you do overuse them, it will actually push people away because they will find it so frustrating every time they talk to you. So just remember, rapport hooks are a way to create drama, and they're meant to be used to pull people into your reality and give them just enough information to get them interested. And then you take it away, so they're hooked into that conversation with you. And they need that closure.